Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did the abandoned haunted farmstead burn itself down to keep her from going inside?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you've got one, share one. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is with me today.
Hello, friend, hello, hello.
My friend, I have a question for you. Do you like, because you like all things scary, obviously, because we do a ghost story podcast, but you know, and you are your dad's daughter. Do you like scary movies?
Yes.
And how scary do you go?
I go,
because I know you've seen The Exorcist.
I've seen The Exorcist. I've seen all of what's the one with Michael Myers? I forget that one.
Oh, Halloween.
Yeah, I've seen all of the Halloweens. I've seen a lot of Scream. I've seen a lot. Conjuring is one of my favorites by far. There was one I really liked. It was called Smile. It was such a good horror movie. Good.
I don't know if I could watch that. It sounds like it has something to do with a clown or some kind of creepy.
It doesn't. It's more like it's a very creepy entity.
Oh.
It's a really good movie.
Because the reason I'm even asking you this is that they've got the new Exorcist movie coming out. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I've seen trailers for that. Yeah, I want to go see that.
That to me looks super creepy. So I was thinking, I might go see that, right? But I don't ever watch scary movies at night because then I tend to dream about them. Do you dream about them? Because I
That's
really
like the
do.
Main reason I watch scary movies. I don't have nightmares about them.
So the other night, I was at the movie theater and I saw the trailer for The Exorcist. And I was thinking, I might go see that because it looks super creepy. I had the worst, most horrible dream about that night.
Oh.
Oh my God. Just seeing the movie trailer. And I'm like, I don't know if I could go see it. But I kind of want to. I'm like, if maybe I go to the earliest matinee in the day. Maybe then it would be out of my brain by the time I go to bed at night. But that's bad when I have horrible nightmares just by seeing a movie trailer. But the trailer to that one looks scary. Do you think it looks scary?
I do. I think it looks good, though. It's certainly something I want to see.
So you would do it?
Yeah. I think there's also a new movie coming out called The Boogeyman. It looks good.
Well, and it's that time of year. There's several that are coming out. I wish we lived closer, then I would take you to go see it with me. I guess I could drive 6 hours and we could go to the movie and then I'll drive home.
Yeah. You know, we like you stay for a couple of days, we go see a lot of horror movies in theaters.
That'd be kind of fun to do it in October. We could just make a whole weekend of horror movies.
Yes. Like, all right, like we just finished Exorcist 2. Let's go see The Boogeyman.
Here we go. It's only matinees because Aunt Carol is going to have horrible dreams.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. And then we're going to go play miniature golf or something totally different to get that out of Carol's dream.
We're going to go see the Barbie movie like right after. I do want to go see Oppenheimer, though. Like, I've seen the trailer for that. It has, like, a whole bunch of, like, internet stuff. I've seen the Barbie movie, which is, like, competing with Oppenheimer, and I really want to go see Oppenheimer.
I really enjoyed it. It's very long.
It's like good, though?
3 hours. I thought it was fascinating. And to the point that it made me want to read a book about it. It made me want to dive further into it, even.
You liked it that much.
But I like history. So historical things like that, I'm always fascinated by. And then when you consider, you know, talk about a horror movie. They dropped a massive bomb and eradicated tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
You know, so when you think about that history, and I mean, that's true. That happened.
As you know, it's a Christopher Nolan movie, so there's like no CGI even in the bomb scene.
Really?
Yeah, look it up.
That's interesting. I had no idea. Thank you for that interesting tidbit. Well, you ready for a ghost story?
Yes.
I got one. I got two of them, as a matter of fact.
Great, then let's hear them.
This one says, my name is Savannah, and my story is about an abandoned farmstead near my family's home in rural North Dakota. The story could be chalked up to coincidence, but I don't think so. We moved to our home in the country 9 years ago when I was 16. There are fields as far as you can see, and the neighboring farmsteads are surrounded by clusters of trees. The nearest farmstead was a mile down the gravel road and had obviously been abandoned for some time. My younger sister and I would occasionally talk about exploring the place because it was one of the few abandoned farmsteads that still had a house standing on it. We would walk down the road, but lose our nerve at the edge of the property and walk back home. I get that. I'd be the same way. I would think I would be brave enough to walk in there. Then when I would get there, I could see me doing the same thing. Trees and brush grew all around the edge of the yard, even covering where the proper entrance once was. There was an overall disturbing vibe that you could feel from the road, but I was still intrigued. One thing that scares me about that's not even maybe the creepy paranormal. It's what might be in there, like rodents and things and snakes and
bats, spiders,
all that stuff. I was weed eating in my yard the other day when the snake just goes flying out and I literally screamed. It was the middle of the afternoon during the week. So luckily, I don't think my neighbors were
hit it with the weed eater.
I was like, ah!
You're like,
huh. But I'm the type of person who doesn't even like killing a bug, so I didn't want to kill the snake. It's got its own job
totally
in this
would.
Universe.
I'm just like, here's a snaky snake.
Not me. I'm like, you got your own place in the universe. I got mine. I'm not here to kill you.
Okay, well, that's you.
So let's see. When I was 19, I started dating a boy from the area. I asked him if he knew anything about that property. Well, he told me that the man who lived there had committed suicide, and less than a year later, his wife disappeared and was never found. No one had lived there since. That was creepy enough, but then he said that kids used to party there after it had sat vacant for a while, but had stopped due to objects flying across the room and crashing into the wall.
Yeah,
nothing.
That's not-
Nothing
creepy
takes more fun out of sneaking in someplace to party with your buddies when things start flying across the room.
Yeah.
I would
that
be drinking someplace
fun.
Else. Don't ever drink, Harper. I'm just putting that out there. But if it was me, I would be going other places.
I wouldn't. No. I'd be busting out the Ouija board.
You'd be like, this place is awesome, except for the bugs and stuff and snakes.
Like, I'm going to call Carol.
She'll never show up, but I'm calling her anyway. The last report was that a knife came flying out of nowhere and stuck right into the wall during a party. People quit going there after that. Well, nothing stops a party quicker than a knife flying out of nowhere and sticking into a wall. I'm just saying. That's going to break up the party every time.
No, it wouldn't. Not if it's my party.
Even if it's a knife.
I party with people that like ghosts.
But you're
That's
never gonna
who I party with.
You're never gonna be partying, so this is all hypothetical.
Well, I will be partying about this.
No, you won't.
Yes,
I will.
I
will make sure of it. It says, I thought it was possible that those could just be made up stories from drunk kids and promised myself that I would check it out someday. I put off my adventure until the day before I was to move out of my parents' house. After being curious about the place for the past 3 years, I decided it was now or never. I was all packed and excused myself for a walk. I decided it was best not to involve my younger sister, so I walked the mile down the road myself without telling anyone my intentions. After reaching the tree line surrounding the property, I ventured in, wading waist deep in grass and brush. Okay, I'm just saying right now, that would keep me away from the house. Waist deep in grass and brush, because I am allergic to so many things that, like, I have poison ivy right now or whatever. But I don't think I could wait. Oh.
Rain boots. Problem solved. Just put on rain boots.
Problem solved. Don't go in.
Put on boots. High-waisted socks. Jeans. There's so many ways to prevent that. I just think you don't want to go in.
Exactly. Just stay home and go bowling or something. That would be fun.
No, go into the abandoned shed. So much funner.
Once in the yard, I noticed several outbuildings I didn't even know were there. I had expected to feel scared, so I just tried to suppress that as I approached the house. It was tall, at least 3 stories, which is very tall. All the paint was gone, so the siding was just weathered wooden boards. All the glass was broken out of the windows, and the front steps had broken down. I was already shaking as I prepared to climb up into the doorway. I was terrified, but I completely planned to power through it. Suddenly, the thought came to me out of nowhere. If you go into this house, you won't be coming out.
Burn it. Just burn it.
Okay, keep that thought in mind. Let me see. So now I struggled. I'd walked a mile to see inside of this house, but I didn't want to fall through the floor or get killed by a knife-throwing ghost. I peered through the half-open front door and saw "Enter and Die" written in red paint on the crumbling plaster of the wall. On the wall.
That's not creepy at all.
And that could have been one of the drunk party people.
I would write that.
You probably would, to scare other people. I tried to look in as far as I could without climbing over the broken steps, and I got the distinct feeling that there was someone or something there. That seemed crazy to me, but I was feeling panicked by now, and I couldn't go in. Not wanting to admit defeat, I turned to leave and said out loud to myself, I will bring my sister back next time I come home to be safe. I walked home.
Sacrifice the sister.
That's kind of what it sounds like, right? You go in.
Yeah.
I walked home very briskly.
Bring your sister.
Nothing says sisterly adventures more than that. You go in first.
Sacrifice.
And let's see. I didn't tell anyone. I moved the next day. I rationalized my fear after that. Really, how bad could it be? I will ask my sister to go with me the next time because she would be mad if she found out I went in without her. I went back home to visit the day after I moved out to make sure they were getting along okay without me. That makes me smile. Not like she missed them or anything. I asked my mom how things were going, and she told me the old farmstead down the road had burned down last night. It's strange, she said.
Maybe it doesn't want the sister as a sacrifice.
I know. So it says we were home all night, never saw or smelled smoke. I got chills. I asked if we could drive by. We did, and the view from the road seemed unnatural to me. The entire house, except for the chimney, had burned and fallen into the basement. For all the brush and overgrowth on the property, there was only about a foot of grass burned around the edge of where the house had been. There was no debris and no other fire damage, and the chimney was completely intact. The first thought that came to my mind was that something had heard me say I was going to bring my sister and had burned down that house to keep us from going in. Later on, my mom told me that the fire had been investigated, but they were not able to determine a cause. I'm pretty sure that I would have seen something paranormal had I gone into the house that day, but then again, I probably would have fallen through the floor and not lived to tell the story. Would love to hear your thoughts, Savannah. So do you think, what, it's connected?
I think it's very connected.
Coincidence?
I think it's very connected.
And here's the other thing I think's interesting, because it's rural North Dakota, which reminds me of rural Western Kansas. And it wouldn't be easy for the fire department to get there. It would take a while because it's abandoned property. It's a mile away from the other house. So my guess is that the fire department might not have ever showed up to put the fire out. So how did it
knew it was on fire?
Exactly. So how did it just, because they didn't know and they were probably the closest neighbors. How did the fire end up stopping around a foot around the house? That's kind of interesting.
Paranormal, honestly. That's what I say. I say paranormal.
But then it's like this creepy vibe of the house. But do you really think the house is like, we're burning ourselves down so she doesn't come in? Sacrificing ourselves. But I guess if
before
you're
she
a ghost,
can sacrifice her sister.
Right? But if it's a ghost, I mean, they could still hang around. It's not like they need the house to live in.
Yeah, that's probably, but still, they probably burnt down the barn or shed or something to like keep them out. Just like, no, don't come in. We don't want you here. Go home.
The only other thing that makes sense to me is that maybe there were some drunk kids who would still go there, and maybe they accidentally set a fire or something. Because there's no electrical. And if there was, you know, maybe I think she would have known if it would have stormed and they got hit by lightning.
My bed is like right next to my window. And sometimes it storms like really bad and I have like no idea to the next morning. So maybe she just didn't hear the storm if it like did get hit.
I think it's a paranormal story. I don't think it's a coincidence. Here's another story. Let's give it a listen.
Hey guys, I'm calling in with a story. It's a little story that happened to me in my grandmother's house years ago. Now, my grandmother's house is pretty old, and there's a woman that died in there before she moved in, and she died in the house, and she used to say that if there was kids in the house, she would turn over in her grave. And ever since my grandmother's lived in the house, people have experienced things. Now, this is one time whenever myself and four of my cousins were sitting in my grandmother's front room watching TV. Now, all the lights in the house were off except for the bathroom light, which was directly behind us, and the porch light. It's the only lights that were on. We were sitting in there watching, I can't remember what it was called. It was like People Under the Stairs or something like that. But it was a scary movie. We were sitting there watching it, and my grandmother's front door, it's a heavy wooden door, and she's got a heavy screen door on the other side of it, and it's like there's like a 3-inch gap between the two doors. Now, her screen door wouldn't latch, so she had my uncle build a latch on there, that little hook latch, that way it would stay closed. Now, that was latched, and the front door was shut and locked, and the light was on the front porch. Her front door had a big window on it, so you could see outside. Now, we were sitting there watching the movie, of course, getting freaked out, and all of a sudden, there was a quick, like, knock, 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 knock on the door, and three of the five of us looked up real quick, and we seen what it looked like an extremely long arm with probably a child-sized fist knock on the window really quick, and it just pulled down really quick. Now, the other two didn't see it, but they heard it, so we all five heard it, just three of us seen it. Now, of course, we all got freaked out because the only way you can knock on that window is if you somehow get the screen door open without breaking the latch my uncle put on there. Knock on the door really quick, pull your arm down, put the door back with the screen door back with no damage at all, which is impossible because we've tried that a few times and it's hard to pull that screen door open because my uncle, he built that latch pretty good. And the only other thing that could have happened is if somebody knocked on it from the dining room, which is impossible because there's light coming in from the front porch, and you could see partially in the dining room, so the dining room was still partially lit. There was nobody in there. We all looked at each other, myself and the other boy that was in the group of us five, got up, walked toward the kitchen, because there was a big kitchen window. We looked out of it, didn't see anything. He walked to the door and looked out of the glass, didn't see anything. He seen that the latch was still on the door. And we didn't hear the gate open or close because she had a metal gate, and whenever you opened it, you could hear the latch pull up or put it back down, and it would creak really loud. Even if you were in the front room, you could hear it. We didn't hear that. And we looked at each other, and we were thinking about opening the door, you know, maybe go out there and see if somehow magically somebody was able to get between that door, which is like 3-inch gap, which is impossible, and knock on that window of the door. We were at the door thinking about it, and my other cousin, she hollered, "Don't open the door. Don't you know if somebody knocks on the door and there's nobody there, that's death knocking on your door wanting in." We looked at each other. We had second thoughts. We went back into the front room, sat down, turned off the movie, and put on, I believe it was Rugrats on Nickelodeon, because it's one thing I do. If I get freaked out, I got to play cartoons or play a comedy. And the other odd thing is my grandmother, she's got two pugs. They bark at everything. They were sitting with us in the front room where we were watching the movie. They heard it too. They barked. Then they laid their head down and started whining, and they would not move out of their spot, which is odd because they would run toward whatever it was and start barking. But they were freaked out. But that's my story about some kind of, I call it an alien arm, because it was an extremely long arm with a small fist knocked on that glass. Sorry this was such a long story, but I've got plenty more to tell. I love your guys' podcast, and I am an EPP, and I listen to just about every single one of your guys' episodes. And just, yeah, keep up the great work. Love listening to you guys. Have a great day.
So what the heck was that arm thing? What do you think? Long paranormal or alien?
I say paranormal.
Or alien. I don't like the idea of aliens knocking. But that's just so
We've heard a lot of stories about like stuff with like long arms. I could see it being like just that, but like we're finally like getting like an up close description of the fist. And it could just be like a really small fist for a really long arm.
You think ghostly?
Yeah.
I mean, what else could that be?
Sleep paralysis.
But they're watching a scary movie. And then that happens. Do you think they just watching the scary movie and freak themselves out?
I could see it being that.
I mean, that's something I would do. But it sounds like, you know, the dogs kind of backed up that something weird had happened. They seem scared.
Now that thing, now the dog backing up is like truly something that like I don't like.
Yeah, because normally
dog is scared of something that you can't see. I feel like you know something's there now.
Right. I think dogs are super sensitive, and cats too.
By far, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that was, but I don't like it.
It's very creepy.
Yeah, it has a super bad vibe to me. You know, the knocking on the door, don't even go answer it. It's like, I don't need to know what's there. The long arm with the tiny childlike hand. That's enough. Okay.
After watching scary movies and I get like too scared, because sometimes I do get like truly scared with scary movies, I put on like a Barbie show.
I think that's a great idea.
It's just like a little cartoony Barbie show that's on Netflix that I like.
Yeah, I think it just kind of helps get it out of your brain a little bit. And because I will have horrific dreams, and that would have made me have horrific dreams. I don't like it. I think it was very, whatever it was, I just think it was very dark.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't feel alien about it. Not sure what it is, but I don't think it was an alien.
I don't feel alien about it either. I think paranormal.
So if you have a real ghost story, let's hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can get an ad-free version of the show. You'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Do it through Apple Podcasts. You can do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you'll wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
Chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.